今天是什么节？母亲节。All right. All the men says what? 母亲节快乐。All right. Oh, come on, man. 今天是母亲节特别的日子，我们要为母亲节什么感谢？ All right. All right. 啊，因为是母亲节，所以我们今天的 speaker 是要母亲来讲。所以呢，我们非常高兴今天啊、请到这个 Hope 上啊、那个大学里面的Mr. Joe Budice 啊、他已经来过我们教会了，不用太多介绍。然后呢啊、他是对青少年非常有负担的，他常带着这个 TLC 啊、到啊、每个国家去啊。那今天非常高兴，他现在已经在写一些书，就是等一下他会介绍。有关于这小孩子的灵修的书籍，所以呢啊，我们就把以下的时间交给他，我们用祷告的心来聆听啊，神要给他给我们的信息。All right, Joe, thank you. 我们请宜川姊妹啊来帮我们翻译。Somebody gonna interpret for you, not me. Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Shi.
谢谢许牧师的介绍。
I have no idea what he said about me.
我不知道他都讲了些我什么。
I hope it was a little bit good.
希望是好的。
But it has been absolutely delightful to be here with you all this morning already.
今天早上非常高兴能够跟大家在一起。
I have been many places in the world.
我去过世界上很多的地方。
And I've worshipped with many, many congregations.
然后跟很多的会众一起敬拜过。
And it's very interesting to me.
然后我觉得很有意思。
That in every language,
在每一种语言里面
you can recognize the name of Jesus.
你都能够明白耶稣的名字，你都能够听出来耶稣的名字。
I don't know one word of Chinese.
我一句中文也不会讲。
But I can recognize the name of Jesus.
但是当你讲耶稣的时候，我知道你在说耶稣。
And today we're here because of him.
今天我们在这里聚集就是因为他。
This is also a special American holiday.
今天也是一个很特别的美国的节日。
You know what it is?
你知道是什么？
It's Mother's Day. That's
是母亲节。
Right. I hear some English. Yes. Well, we're all here because of a mother, right?
我们在这里都是因为都有我们的，我们每个人都有我们的母亲。
In looking through Facebook,
我在脸书上面看到
，Everybody said they had the best mother.
每个人都说自己的妈妈是最棒的。
And I hope you feel like that too.
我希望你们也是这么认为的。
You know what? I have two mothers.
你知道吗？我有两个妈妈。
I have one mother who's still here on earth.
我有一个妈妈呢，她还现在还在。
I grew in her tummy.
我在她的肚子里。
And I have one mother in heaven.
我有一个妈妈已经去了天堂。
And I grew in her heart.
然后我是在她的心里成长。
I am an adoptee.
我是一个被领养的孩子。
My story starts way up in Canada.
我的故事呢是在加拿大开始的。
Actually, I'm Canadian.
我其实是加拿大人。
Anybody else in here Canadian?
有人从加拿大来吗？
Oh, here's some Spanish. Muy bien. Okay, I'm also an American citizen too.
我也是美国公民。
But up there in Canada, Newfoundland is the furthest point to the east going to Europe.
那个加拿大呢有一个地方叫纽芬兰，那个是在加拿大最东边，离欧洲最近的一个地方。
And during World War II, the Americans used Newfoundland to take things to Europe.
那在二战的时候呢，美国就用纽芬兰那个地方呢，把那些一些物资带到欧洲。
And they built military bases.
然后在那儿呢，就建立一些美军的基地。
When the war ended, they shut them down.
当那个二战结束了以后呢，那些基地呢就关闭了。
But they left the big ones open.
但是有些大的基地还是开着的。
and an American military man was sent to Argentina.
那有些美国的军人呢就会被派到那里。
And he didn't know what to do on the weekend, so he asked his buddies and they said, go into town.
那那些美军呢在那儿他们周末的时候就不知道该干什么然后大家就说那我们就进城去看看吧。
And when he went into town, he found a 17-year-old girl.
那有一个军人呢他们进城了以后这个军人就看到一个17岁的一个少女。
She made his heart beat fast.
这个少女让他的心跳加速。
He made her heart beat fast.
然后他也让这个少女的心跳加速。
On the weekends, they would meet.
然后呢，每到周末的时候，他们就会见面。
And all was good until about 4 months later.
然后一切都很美好，直到过了四个月。
And she had to tell him that she was going to have his baby.
四个月以后呢，这个少女就告诉这个军人说，她怀了她的孩子。
He was not happy.
这个军人不太高兴。
He said, I didn't plan for this to happen.
她说，我没有计划要孩子。
She said, I didn't either.
这个女孩说，我也没有计划。
He said, here's some money. I don't want anything to do with it.
那这个军人呢就说，那这是一些钱，我不想管这个孩子。
And he turned and walked away and left her.
然后呢他就转身就走了。
She knew where she could have an abortion.
这个女孩知道她可以去流产。
They were not legal.
哦她不能对不起她因为在那个时候是不合法的。
But a lot of people were having them.
但是呢那个时候还是有很多人都会选择流产。
But every time she tried to go abort her baby, she couldn't do it.
但是每次她试着要去的时候她都觉得她做不了这个她下不了这个决心。
I'm glad she didn't. I like being here today.
我很高兴她没有要不然我今天就不会在这儿了。
But she was still going to have a baby.
但是呢她就得要生下这个孩子。
So she finally told her mother, who was absolutely horrified,
最后她告诉她的妈妈妈妈非常的惊讶。
Dear Rachel, she tried to study for this ahead of time, but I don't have notes for this.
我本来想要准备一下但是那个 Miss Bunsack 她没有说没有那个写讲义。
She's doing a good job.
Thank you.
Anyways, they went to the Salvation Army.
所以呢他们就去了那个救世军。对。
And they said, you come back when it's time for your baby to be born.
救世军告诉他们如果你准备要生孩子的时候你们可以到这儿来。
And so one very cold December 26th,
所以在一个非常寒冷的12月26号
my mother knew her baby was coming.
我妈妈知道这个孩子要生下来了。
The next morning, she delivered a little 6-pound baby girl.
第二天早上她生下了一个6磅的女孩。
And that was me.
那就是我。
My mother loved me.
我妈妈很爱我。
She planned to take me home and take care of me.
她是计划好要把我带回家然后照顾我。
But the welfare said, no, no, we're not going to feed any more people.
但是呢这个福音这个福利机构呢就说我们不能再那个给你更多的钱然后来抚养这个孩子。
And so they said, you need to place your baby for adoption.
你要把你的孩子给人。
Which she did.
所以我妈妈就这样做了。
There was another couple on the other side of Newfoundland.
然后呢在纽芬兰的另外一面有一对夫妇。
In the American military.
他们也是美国的军队里的。
And they heard about adoptions and said, oh yes, we're older, but we'd like to adopt a baby girl.
他们呢就知道有这么一个 baby 需要人领养他说哦我们虽然年纪很大了但是我们想领养一个女孩。
So they did the paperwork.
所以他们就那个填了那些表。
And my mother walked into social services and said, I want the baby that was born in December that you told me about.
我的妈妈呢就到了那个领养的那个机构就说我想要那个你们说的那个12月份生的那个女孩。
They said, "Oh no, no, you want the baby born in October."
他们说，嗯，不是，你是想要那个十月份生的那个。
And I can just imagine I was laying over there in a crib.
我就在旁边躺着，在那个摇篮里。
I had nothing to do with it.
我没有选择的余地。
But the Lord God of the universe, He was there that day.
但是创造宇宙的神，他在那里。
And He allowed my mother to take home the December baby.
他让我的母亲可以把那个十二月份生的那个孩子带回家。
There are times that we have nothing to do with it.
很多时候我们真的不是我们。
But God, our loving Heavenly Father, is watching out for us.
但是我们慈爱的天父一直都在看顾着我们。
And I went home with, my very godly religious parents.
所以我就跟着我的非常有爱心，然后非常虔诚的父母回到了家。
They told me about Jesus.
他们告诉我耶稣。
They raised me in the church.
他们带我去教会。
I learned early to love Jesus.
我从小就知道要爱耶稣。
And I was always happy about being adopted.
我也很高兴我是被领养的孩子。
Not everybody is, but I have been.
不是每个人都希望是有这样的事，但是我很高兴。
I went to school about first grade.
我一年级的时候。
And I said, ha ha ha, I'm adopted.
我很高兴我是被领养的。
My mom and dad wanted me. You don't know if your mom and dad wanted you or not.
他就说我知道我的爸爸妈妈是想要我的，你们可能不知道。
And I've had a really good life.
我的生活是非常的好。
I got a little education.
我受了教育。
I married my very wonderful husband.
然后遇到了我的很好的丈夫。
We have three children.
我们有三个孩子。
Eight grandchildren.
八个孙子孙女。
Worked with TLC.
我们跟 TLC,
Met Ms. Schwartz and the Shees.
然后呢在那里碰到了妈咪和那个师母牧师。
It's just been a good life.
我的生活真是很好。
But always I wanted to go back and find where I came from.
但是我的心里一直就想找到我到底是从哪里来的。
And one day, my husband and I realized our children are grown. What are we going to do for vacation?
那有一天呢，我和我的丈夫就在说，我们的孩子都长大了，那么我们度假应该去哪儿呢？
Maybe this is the year we need to go back to Newfoundland.
也许今年我们应该去纽芬兰。
So we got tickets and we went to Nova Scotia.
所以呢，我们就买了机票，然后去了那儿。
But when we got there, it was way too much money to go to the next island and not enough time to drive.
然后我们到了那儿以后呢，我们本来要想去另外一个岛，但是呢，就要去那个岛要花很多钱，而且我们也那个如果是坐飞机过去的话，就要花很多钱。如果开车的话，没有足够的时间。
And God says, just be a tourist, just go around the island.
那神就说呢，那你们就在这个岛上就玩一玩吧。
That night, we needed a place to stay, so we went to a bed and breakfast.
那天晚上呢，我们需要住店，所以我们就去了一个像一个家庭酒店的地方。
And we were filling out the paperwork.
我们就在那儿要填表，要住店填表。
And the man said, "Oh, you're from Florida. Why are you here?"
那个店的人呢，就看到哦，他说你们是从佛罗里达来的，你们怎么到这儿来呀？
I said, "Oh, we don't want to be here. We want to be in Newfoundland, but we got stuck in Nova Scotia."
他说呢，我们本来是要去纽芬兰的，但是我们现在去不了，就只能待在这儿了。
And then I told him a little bit of the story.
然后我就告诉他一个故事。
He said, "Oh, I am from Newfoundland too."
他就说，哦，我是从纽芬兰来的。
And my brother works as a clerk in the courthouse where your records are stored.
他说，我的那个哥哥就是在那个纽芬兰的那个法院工作的，你的那个出生的那些证明啊，那些可能就是在那儿有记录。
Would you like him to help you?
你要想他来帮帮你吗？
Yes!
我说当然了。
And so I sent papers, and a few weeks later, I heard from the welfare department.
那个我就把我的一些那个东西材料呢就寄过去了，然后过了几个礼拜，那边的机构就给我来信。
And the man said, Would you like for us to search for your mother?
那个人就问我们，你要我们帮你找你的妈妈吗？
And I said, oh yes.
我说是的。
And so he did, and the next day he called me and said, we have found your birth mother.
然后他就帮我去找，然后第二天早上他就打电话给我说，我们那个找到了你的生母。
I was so excited. Oh, I got happier and happier and happier.
我非常非常的高兴，越来越高兴。
But the man was quiet.
但是那个人呢，他很安静。
And finally I said, is there something wrong?
然后我就说，怎么了？
He said, yes, you have really shocked your birth mother.
他说呢，你的生母呢，因为你，他非常的吃惊。
And she does not want to talk to you now.
他还没有准备好现在要跟你讲话啊。
Anyways, after Christmas, I talked to the man again.
那过了那个圣诞节以后呢，我就跟那个人，就是联系我的那个人，又讲了电话。
And he said, your mother is so happy that you have contacted her.
他说你的妈妈很高兴你找她。
And she knows that you need some family medical history.
他也知道你需要他们那个家庭的一些那个医疗方面的那个家事。
But she never wants to talk to you.
但是他不想那个见你。
And that was like a knife in my heart.
听到那个以后呢，我就觉得好像是那个用刀戳了我的心一样。
It seemed like God had done so many wonderful things, and then she said no.
我觉得好神做了很多美好的事情，但是我的妈妈却说她不要。
That afternoon, I went down to the beach at Hope Sound.
那天下午呢，我就在 Hope Sound 的那个海边走路。
And I had to talk to God.
我就跟神讲。
Have you ever had to talk to God?
有没有什么时候你也是觉得你需要跟神好好谈一谈
？About those things way down deep inside your heart.
谈一谈那些在你心里很深处的那些事情。
And sometimes you cry.
有的时候你会哭。
And nobody else can really do anything about it.
没有人可以帮你。
But God reached down on the beach that day and picked me up and held me close to him.
但是那天呢，神就在那个海滩上面把我抱起来，放在他的怀里。
And instead of getting bitter and angry and upset,
我没有变得苦毒或者是生气。
God kept my emotions clean.
神让我的情绪能够平缓。
But he didn't take my curiosity out of me.
但是他没有把我的好奇心拿走。
And when I left the beach that day, I was okay in my heart.
当我那天离开那个海滩的时候呢，我的心里是平静的。
But in my mind, I said to myself, someday, this story is not finished.
但是我的脑子里在想这个故事还没有结束。
I had no idea that just 4 weeks later,
我万万没有想到四个礼拜以后
I was in the Hope Sound Library,
我在 Hope Sound 的那个图书馆
surfing the internet,
在那里上网
and I found a ticket that said $400 anywhere in the United States and Canada.
我在那上网的时候就看见有一个广告，就说$400你可以飞到那个美国和加拿大的任何地方。
And you know what happened?
然后你知道接下来发生了什么
？I said, that sounds like a good idea, but I better check this out.
我就觉得这个好像很棒，我要试试看。
I called the number and it was Dave in Texas.
然后我就那个打了上面的那个电话，是德克萨斯的一个叫 Dave 的人接的电话。
And I told him what I wanted.
那我就告诉他我要什么。
He said, oh, no, that ticket won't work. It's too far. Newfoundland has fallen off the end of the world.
他就说不行，他说这个票不能飞到那个纽芬兰太远了。
And I said, oh, that's too bad. And I told him a little bit of my story.
哎呀，我就说太遗憾了，我就告诉了他的我的故事。
We hung up.
然后我们就挂了电话。
And the next day, my telephone rang.
第二天我的电话响了。
Hello, Joy, this is Dave.
电话那边是 Dave.
I called American Airlines, and that ticket will take you all the way from Florida to Newfoundland.
他说我打电话给航空公司了，那个400块钱的那个票呢，可以把你从佛罗里达带到纽芬兰。
The only problem is I hadn't even told anybody, including my husband, about this possibility.
唯一的问题是说我还没有告诉任何人我要去纽芬兰，连我的先生我都没讲。
Now what am I supposed to do?
那现在我怎么办？
So I fed him a good supper.
所以我就给我先生做了一顿很好的晚餐。
And we got done and I said, and I'm not a good cook, so I tried really hard.
我不是很会做饭，但是那天我非常努力。
And after we ate, I said, I told him the story.
然后呢，我们吃完饭以后，我们就坐下来，我告诉他这件事。
And he said, you know, I understand.
他说我了解。
But I'm the organist. I play the organ at Hope Sound for camp.
但是呢我是私琴的，在 Hope Sound 要为他们的营会那个弹风琴。
Which is when I wanted to go during camp time.
所以我就是为什么我在每次营会的时候我都想去。
He said, I really need you.
所以我需要你在这里。
And I said, oh, good, I don't have to go then.
那就说OK, 那行，那我就不去吧。
The next day, the telephone rang again.
第二天呢电话又响了。
And Mrs. French,
那个 French 太太
who is the piano player,
她是那个营会的弹
钢琴 and in charge of music for camp.
她就是专门管那个营会的那些音乐的侍奉的
said, John, we don't have to play the piano and organ, hardly any.
她就给我先生说我们这次营会不用弹风琴，也不用弹钢琴。
The evangelists are going to do it for themselves.
这些来参加那个营会的人，他们自己会弹。
And this time, my husband said, "Oh no!"
我先生就真的。
So I just figured maybe God wants me to go.
所以我知道神他可能是想我去。
And I started putting everything together to get ready to make the trip on Tuesday.
所以呢，我就开始收拾东西，然后准备礼拜二要出发。
And before that Tuesday, I went to church on Sunday morning.
那个礼拜二之前的那个礼拜天呢，我就去教会。
And I was telling my friend what I was going to do this week.
我就告诉他们我这个礼拜要做什么。
And he said, "You're going to Newfoundland."
我的朋友就跟我说，你要去纽芬兰啊。
He said, "You know, I was on Jupiter Island the other day last week."
他说那个上个礼拜呢，我在 Jupiter 那个岛上。
I was driving down the island and I looked out toward the ocean.
我在那儿开车，然后就看到另外一边的大海。
And I saw a bottle that was sticking out of the sand.
我看见那个沙滩上面呢，有像有一个瓶子一样。
I was so shocked that I stopped my truck. I got out, walked over, picked up the bottle.
因为我看见那个瓶子，所以我就把车停下来，然后就去那个沙滩上把那个瓶子捡起来。
And there was a note in the bottle.
他说，然后那个瓶子里面有一张纸条。
I uncorked it, shook it, and the note fell out.
我就把那个瓶子打开，然后摇了一摇，那个纸条就掉出来了。
There was a name and address on that note.
然后在那个纸条上面有一个名字和一个地址。
And that address was St. John's, Newfoundland.
然后那个地址是 St. John's, 就纽芬兰的一个地方叫 St. John's。
He said, "Would you like the information? Would you like the name and address on that?"
他说你想要那个纸条上面的那个名字和那个地址吗
？I said, "Yes."
我说好啊。
Can you imagine? God had done a miracle.
你能想象吗？神真的是行了一个神迹。
And there are so many details that I'm leaving out this morning.
我今天早上没有办法跟你讲所有的细节。
But I wrote all the details.In this book, Reconnected, and I have it out back. If you want to learn, sometimes things went good and sometimes things went bad.
我今天没有时间讲所有的细节，但是在我的这本书里面都写在里面了。然后在那个外面那个大堂外面呢，有很多的，那个你们可以看。
I don't have time to tell you everything.
又没有时间讲所有的事。
But Tuesday, I got on the airplane and flew from Florida.Up to Canada.
所以礼拜二呢，我就上了飞机，从佛罗里达飞到了加拿大。
And when I got there, people from the Salvation Army picked me up at the airport and kept me with them one night.
然后我到了加拿大以后，那救世军的那个组织的人就来接我，然后那天晚上呢，我就跟他们在一起。
But they had company coming.
但是他们有其他的人要来。
So I needed to find a motel.
所以呢，我要自己找一个店可以住下来。
We got the phone directory out and went down through all the motels in town and trying to decide which one.
所以呢，我们就把那个那个电话簿拿出来，就找上面的一个一个的看看能不能找到一个合适的店可以住。
We just picked one out.
我们就随便选了一个，我们就随便找了一个，然后呢，我就去了。
I did not know it then, but God put me down within a half mile of where my mother was.
哦，我那个时候不知道，但是我那个时候住的那个店离我的生母身上就只有半英里。
I started looking, looking, looking.
然后我就在看。
I didn't know what her name was.
我不知道她叫什么名字。
The only thing I knew is she didn't want to see me.
我唯一知道的就是她不愿意见我。
Also,In talking with the social worker,
那还有呢，就是我跟社工那个交谈的过程当中呢
，I found out that maybe some relative had just died.
跟社工交谈的那个过程当中，我知道可能有一个亲戚刚刚过世。
So I went to the funeral homes and looked in the obituaries.
所以我就去了一个就是。一个 funeral home 怎么讲 OK 然后就在那儿看了他们发的那个布告
I went all kinds of places and I was not having any success
所以我就到处找就是希望能够找到一些有关我妈妈的信息但是都没有
And finally on Friday I said I will go down to the Salvation Army headquarters
那礼拜五的时候我就说那我去那个救世军的总部看一看
Maybe they can help me
也许他们能帮我
So when I walked in there that day, the lady said, Oh, yes, people like you come all the time looking.
然后我在那儿遇到的那个工作人员他就说哦他说经常都会有人来像你一样来找寻根。
But the woman that you need to talk to isn't here.
对但是你需要找的那个人他今天不在。
So you just fill out the papers.
你就填个表吧。
I did fill out the papers.
所以我就把那些表格都填好。
But who likes to do papers?
没有人喜欢填表。
They get lost.
因为那个填了以后，可能他们就弄丢了。
And I said, God, surely there's more to do here than papers.
我就说神啊，我能做的可能比填我还能做些什么吧？除了填表以外。
I saw a sign that said "Public Salvation Army Bookstore Open to the Public."
然后我就看见一个一个牌子，就说是救世军的。那个书店，然后任何人都可以去。
I thought, oh, at least I can go in there.
那我就想，哦，那至少我还可以去那个书店看看。
So I went in the bookstore and I was deep in prayer.
所以呢，我就怀着一颗祷告的心去了那个书店里。
I was like, Lord, I'm trying to find my mom and I don't know what to do next.
我就祷告跟神说，神啊，我想找到我的妈妈，但是我不知道下一步该怎么走。
And the little clerk walked up to me and said, "Ma'am, can I help you?"
然后呢，那个书店的工作人员就过来问我，我能帮你什么吗
？Are you looking for something?
你在找什么吗
？And I turned and looked at him and said, "Yes, sir, I'm looking for my mother."
我就转过头去跟他说，是的，我在找我的妈妈。
And he looked at the bookcase.
然后他就看看那书架。
I said, no, 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 no.
我说不是不是。
And I told him what was happening.
所以我就告诉他我来这儿是干什么的。
He said, ma'am, I have two adopted children.
哦，那个工作人员就说，他说我有两个领养的孩子。
And someday they are going to want to do what you are doing.
有一天他们可能也想做你现在正在做的事情。
And I would want somebody to help them. So I will help you.
我会希望有人可以帮助他们，所以我也想帮助你。
And he made that phone call to the lady.
所以呢，他就打了一个电话。
She came back in town the next day.
然后打了电话，然后那个人呢，第二天就到这个城里来了。
Went straight to her office.
然后我们就一起去了他的办公室。
Looked up the paperwork.
然后就。找那些那个填的那些表
，called me，
然后呢，他又打电话给我
，and said Joy, you were born in our home。
哦，然后他们就说 ，Joy， 你是在我们家里生下来的
，and your mother's name is，
然后你的妈妈的名字是
，and she told me my mother's last name。
然后他们就告诉了我妈妈的姓是姓什么。
That was truly a miracle.
那是一个神迹。
Because I don't think she was supposed to do that.
因为她其实她不应该这么做。
But she did.
但是她做了。
The next morning was Sunday morning.
第二天呢就是礼拜天的早上。
And we always go to church on Sunday morning.
礼拜天早上我们都是去教会的。
But that morning, God and I were on a mission.
但那天早上呢我和神有其他的事要做。
So I went down to the library. They used to have things called city directories.
然后我们就去了那个图书馆，他们那儿有一个有点像一个通讯录一样的东西。
They tell you where they say where you work, where you live, your age, all kinds of stuff.
上面呢就有那个那些那个城那个城里的人的名字啊，在哪里工作啊，然后他们的那些年纪，他们的信息。
And that's what I wanted to see.
那就是我要找的东西。
But when I got there that morning, the door was locked.
但是我那天早上到那儿的时候，那个门是锁着的。
I didn't read the fine print that it was only open in the afternoon.
因为我没有看读那个小字，他们要下午才开门。
Anyways, it was like, oh God, I'm so cold. What am I going to do out here?
那我就说神啊，我现在很冷。那我现在这么长时间我在这该干嘛呢？
He reminded me to go down to another library that was in a more general building.
那个神就提醒我，我可以去另外还有一个图书馆。
So I snowmanned my way down there and went in there to try to get warm.
所以呢，我就冒着那个寒风又到了另外一个图书馆，就希望那儿能够暖和一点。
And I thought, Oh Lord, if I could just get up in that library.
神说，哎，我就跟神说，我要是真能进那个图书馆。就好了。
And then I looked around.
然后我就四周看了看。
And there was a man with a whole big bunch of keys.
然后我就看到一个人拿了一大堆的钥匙。
And I went over to him.
然后我就走到他那儿去。
And I said, Oh, sir, I need to get in the library, please.
我就说，先生啊，我很需要，我需要进到那个图书馆里面去。
He said, No, it's Sunday, it's closed.
哦，他说今天是礼拜天，关门。
I said I know it's closed, but I really need some information.
我就说，我知道今天关门，但是我真的是很需要一些信息。
He said, "No, I'll get in trouble."
他说不行，我会有麻烦的。
I said, "Oh no, you won't. It'll be okay."
我说不会的，不会的，不会有麻烦。
He said, "Okay, follow me."
然后他就说，那好吧，你跟我来。
And I got the information.
所以呢，我就拿到了我需要的信息。
Remember the bottle?
你记得那个瓶子吗？
The name in the bottle?
那个瓶子里的那个名字。
Well, I had that address, and I thought, I'm going to go find those people.
然后呢，因为上面还有一个地址，我就说我要去找那个地址上面的人。
And I found my way to their house and knocked on the door.
然后我就照着那个地址就找到他们的房子，然后就敲门。
And a big, beautiful, blonde-haired lady opened the door.
然后一个高高的那个金发的一个女人就把门打开。
And she said, "You know something about my bottle?"
她说，哦，你知道我的那个漂流瓶的事情？
And I said, "Yes."
我说是的。
And told her a little bit about my story.
然后我就给她讲了我的故事。
She said, "Oh, come in. I've got to help you."
他说快进来我要帮你。
And I went in and God has a sense of humor.
我就进去了，神很多时候他是有幽默感的。
Because he took me to the home of a new age lady.
他的这个女人呢是一个叫什么新纪元的那个一个呀。Yeah,
and there were little statues sitting around.
然后他屋里呢有一些偶像。
And there were suns and moons hanging from the ceiling.
然后呢，那个天花板上也吊着什么太阳啊、月亮啊，就是那些东西。
But she helped me.
但是她帮了我。
We call different people.
我们就在那儿，然后又打了一些电话。
And we kind of narrowed it down to one possibility.
然后呢，我们慢慢就基本上就就有一个可能性。
But she wasn't home.
但是呢，那个电话打过去，那个人不在家。
So the next day, I went down to their home again.
所以第二天呢，我又到她的家里。
And we looked up and saw where she worked.
然后呢，我们就在找这个人，他以前在哪儿工作
？And where she lived.
他以前在哪儿住过
？And then the bottle man and I got in the car.
然后呢，那个放漂流瓶的那个人和我呢，就一起上了车。
And we went to where she worked and sat out in the parking lot.
然后我们就去到那个我们找的他那个人工作的地方，然后我们就在他外面停车场坐在那。
And when the shift changed.
就是换班的时候。
We wrote down license plate numbers.
然后我就把那个他的那个车牌就记下来了。
Then we went to the, where it listed that she lived.
然后我们就去到那个上面写的就是他住的地方。
And we sat and waited and waited and waited.
我们就在那儿坐着就一直等。
And then this little car, the same one that was in the factory parking lot, pulled up.
然后呢，那个过了一阵，就那个车，就是我们在那个工厂看见记下来车牌的那个车呢，就开过来了。
And a little lady got out of the car.
有一个女人从那个车里出来。
Got her bags together and went inside.
然后呢，就拎着他的口袋这些，然后就进去了。
And the bottle man, his eyes were this big.
那我旁边坐的这个人，他的眼睛都睁大了。
He said, "Joy, what are you going to do?"
他说 ，Joy， 接下来怎么办呢
？And I said, "Bruce, I got to go to the bathroom."
我说 ，Bruce， 我想上厕所。
So we went back down to their home, got a bite to eat, and got back in the car to go back.
那我们就又回到 Bruce 的家里，然后吃了一些东西，然后准备好，然后又上车，又回到那个地方。
And I was in the back seat.
我坐在车后座。
The Mr. and Mrs. were in the front.
他们夫妇俩呢坐在前面。
And I was praying because I was scared.
我心里一直在祷告，因为我很害怕。
Oh dear God, if this is not what I'm supposed to be, please don't let it happen.
我就跟神说，神啊，如果这不是你要的，就让这件事情不要发生。
Oh dear Jesus, I don't want to do anything I shouldn't be doing. Stop me if you need to.
神啊，我不想要做我不应该做的事。如果你要那个制止这件事情发生，那你就制止这件事情不要发生。
And from the front seat, I heard the bottle man say, "Please don't hurt my car."
然后我就听见前面那个坐在前面的那个夫妇说，哦，不要撞到我的车。
Anyways, we got at the door and knocked.
后来我们到了那个地方，然后呢，我们就下车敲门。
And we had a good conversation.
我们
good talk.
Okay, 我们就一起我们就讲了很长一段话。
But then it went all wrong.
但是呢，好像所说的好像都是错的。
And that night, I walked away.And I didn't know whether I had found my mom or not.
所以那天呢，经过那番交谈以后，那天晚上，我心里还是不知道，我到是不是是这个人到底是不是我的生母。
And instead of being very, very happy,
我没有觉得很高兴
，or very sad,
也没有觉得很难过。
Instead of having a reunion,
我没有跟妈妈团聚
，or a fight,
也没有跟她争吵。
It was nothing.
就像好像什么也没发生一样。
And when I went in my motel room that night,
那天晚上我回到我的那个店住的店里。
And turned my little calendar over.
然后呢，打开我的日历。
The words on the calendar said,
那个日历上面说的是
，Can a woman forget her sucking child that she doesn't remember them?
那个。妇人岂能忘记那个吃奶的婴孩
？Yes, it is possible for them to forget.
是的，他们可能是会忘记。
But I will never forget you.
但是我不会忘记你。
Isaiah 49:16 says.
以赛亚书49:16说
：“Behold, I have engraven you upon the palms of my hand, and I will never forget you.”
以赛亚书 看哪，我将你铭刻在我掌上。Yeah, okay. 以赛亚书第四十九章十六节，看哪，我将你铭刻在我掌上，你的强援藏在我眼前。
Isn't God good?
神是美好的，是不是？
No matter what happens in our lives, He has our name written on the palm of His hand.
神他真是非常的信实，不管我们生命中发生什么事情，他把我们的名字写在他的手掌上。
And you only put on the palm of your hand what is really important.
你通常只会把很重要的事情写在你的手掌上。
We are important to Him.
对神来说，我们是很重要的。
But I still didn't know if she was my mother.
但是呢，我还是不知道那个人到底是不是我的妈妈。
I was able to come home and run the license plate through the international directory.
所以呢，我回家以后就把那个我记下来的那个地址呢，就在那个网上就找。
And I found out she was my mom.
然后在网上呢，我就找到，就说她的确是我的妈妈。
So I wrote a letter.
所以我写了一封信。
And one afternoon, my phone rang.
我给他写了一封信，然后有一天下午呢，我的电话响了。
And the voice on the other end said, Linda May, this is your mother.
然后电话那边说 ,Linda May, 这是你的妈妈。
And at that point, all of those years that we had been separated were brought back together.
就在那一瞬间呢，我们这么多年的分离就在那一瞬间又重新联合在一起。
And she told me a lot of things about when I was a baby.
她告诉了我很多我还是婴儿的时候的事情。
She told me about my circumstances.
然后她告诉了我我的小时候的那些经历。
And I thanked her for giving me the gift of life.
然后我感谢她给我生命。
And this week, I sent her a Mother's Day card.
然后这个礼拜呢，我给她寄了一张那个母亲节的卡。
But I also told you I have another mother who's in heaven.
但是我告诉你，我还有一个妈妈现在在天堂。
And those, she represents the mothers who raise children and love them and change their diapers and listen to their tears and their stories.
她代表了那些就是把孩子从小带大，给他们换尿布，喂他们吃东西，然后辛苦的把他们带大的母亲。
I am blessed.And so are you.
我非常的有福，你们也是。
Today, maybe you're not an adoptee or a birth mother or an adoptive mother or any other kind of thing, but you can be a Christian.
今天你可能不是一个妈妈，也不是一个领养了孩子的妈妈或者什么，但是你可以做一个基督徒。
And your name can be written on the palm of God's hand.
然后你的名字会写在神的手上。OK, 谢谢大家。
Okay, I miss the kids being in here.
就没看见小朋友在这儿。
How many of you are there? I got one. good.
那边有一个。
Oh, yes.
还有一个。
when I spoke here in November,
我十一月份在这儿那个讲到的时候
I talked about animals in South Florida. Do you remember?
我们讲了那些那些动物啊，什么自己南佛州的好多那些动物。
And I think you have the smartest kids I've ever seen.
你们当初的这些孩子都非常的聪明。
Anyway, since then, I have written two more books that are similar to the Florida book. This one is about the Smoky Mountains.
那个以后呢，我又写了两本书，然后这是其中的一本是讲的大雾山的那些动物。
Have you ever been to the Smoky Mountains?
你去过大雾山吗
？Okay, I talk about the deer and the weather and...The animals that are up there, it's like the Florida book, only it takes place in the Smoky Mountains.
这本书呢，就像那个佛罗里达那本书一样，只是说它的地方是在大雾山的那些动物。
There we go. We talk a lot about the bears.
然后里面有很多讲的很多讲熊的。
The third book that has come out is the Pennsylvania book.
然后另外一本书呢是讲的那个 Pennsylvania。
But nobody's been to Pennsylvania, right?
你们有人去过宾夕法尼亚吗？
Oh, yes. We got a couple that's from Pennsylvania. Okay, well, that's where I grew up. So that's why I wrote my third book from there.
宾夕法尼亚是我长大的地方，所以我写了一本书。
And even if you haven't been there, they have a lot of animals that you would be interested in, your kids would be interested in.
然后这里面也有很多的动物，你的孩子啊，或者你们会喜欢。
Okay. How about that? The eagles?
那个是鹰。
Okay.
秃鹰。
Anyways.Those books are back there. If you got book one, you need to get book two and three because we need to keep our series going. Also,
This 些书呢就在外面的那个 lobby 里面都会有。
When I was here the last time, I had pictures, but I just didn't pictures to put on the walls.
那个上次我来的时候，我在墙上贴了一些图。
But I didn't know whether anybody would want them, so I didn't get them out.
我带了一些图，我不知道你们那个要不要，所以我没有把它拿出来。
Mrs. Shi said, when you go back on Mother's Day, you take those pictures.
许师母说你下次再去的时候到母亲节的时候你要把那些照片要拿出来。
So we did this morning.
所以我们就把那些图片呢都拿出来了今天。
Do you remember Dr. Palm?
你们记得那个庞师母?
Dr. Palm was my principal when I was a new teacher.
庞师母呢是我在那个 Hope 上那个做新老师的时候他是我的校长。
And she told us every faculty meeting.
那在我们每次那个老师开会的时候，庞师母都会告诉我们
，You need to have good things on your walls.
你们的墙上要贴好的那些图片。
You got to change your bulletin board.
然后你们的那些那个布告栏要常常的换。
But I just remember so much that she felt so strongly about that.
所以我记得那个庞师母她是非常强调那些图画好的图画。
And so that's another reason why I brought pictures today. Everybody needs to get a picture to take home to put on your wall.
所以那真的就是为什么我今天带了很多的图片来希望你们能够带一些回去。
Okay, enough of that. Anyways, thank you for the privilege of being here today.
谢谢你们让我今天那个有幸在这儿跟大家讲。
And all of you who are mothers.
然后所有的在座的母亲。
Let's keep making a difference in the world.
让我们真是能够在这个世界上能够让这个世界不一样。
Thank you. Thank you.